Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Davey Naylor speaking to you from 38,000 feet. We are coming back from Verona, Italy, where on the flight out we have set a new world record for the highest theatrical performance. We completed in 1 hour the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised, and here with me are the cast of that show, Simon Cole, Gary Fannin and William Meredith.
Say hello.
Hello.
That's world record holder William Meredith. Thank you.
Sorry, world record holder.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 386, Big Theater Week. Last week was a very big week for the Reduced Shakespeare Company and its, you'll pardon the expression, members. On top of setting a Guinness World Record, no biggie, we previewed and opened the complete history of comedy abridged last night at Merrimack Repertory Theater. I opened in the Looking Glass Theater production of In the Garden, also last night here in Chicago. Reed Martin opened his production of Spamalot at Santa Rosa Junior College on Friday. And on top of all of that, Matt Tamanini at BroadwayWorld.com listed this podcast, the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, as number 9 on its list of top 20 podcasts for theater fans. I asked everybody to weigh in about how their various projects were going, and Reed Martin was first to respond, telling me exactly how he's feeling.
Whew, I'm exhausted. I don't know if you know this, but directing a musical is a big undertaking. I'm sure all of you know that. About a year ago, I was asked by Santa Rosa Junior College in Santa Rosa, California, to direct Monty Python's Spamalot, the musical based on the film, or as they say, lovingly ripped off from the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I teach at Santa Rosa Junior College when I'm not out on the road with the Reduced Shakespeare Company. I've been on the faculty there for about 7 or 8 years. And we opened Spamalot this weekend, and it seemed to rock. So, phew, thank goodness for that. We cast it in January, and we've been rehearsing since then. I just feel like if I'm going to pick a show for me to direct, I feel like I've been training my whole life to do this show. It's been interesting to teach the cast the Monty Python comic style. And as I do that, I realize it's very much the Reduced Shakespeare Company style as well, which is to play things very seriously. I was telling them on preview, okay, people are going to start laughing now. Don't start to play the material as if you think it's funny. You are funny, but play it seriously. You play it seriously, the audience will love it. And the cast has really gotten that. So it's, yes, there are some technical things. There's a double take, here's a slow burn, here's a slap. But really, what is your objective? What is your obstacle? What are your beats? What are your tactics? Because I think people make the mistake of thinking that acting comedy is very, very different from acting drama. And it's 99% the same. There are some timing things, but mostly, you just need to play it honestly, and the cast has managed to do that, and that makes the show fly. I think we were on next weekend, and then I think the following weekend, you'll find me collapsed on the sofa.
Meanwhile, in Lowell, Massachusetts, at one of our favorite places to perform, the Merrimack Repertory Theater, Dominic Conti, Michael Faulkner, and Jerry Kernian talked about what it feels like to be back in Lowell as they walked to the theater for their opening night performance.
Feels like Lowell.
Yeah.
No, it's Lowell's great. It's.
I think they've been working on the town.
Yeah, it's a great little town. Good accommodations, real close to the theater, good proximity to the theater, so it's nice. It's like performing in your backyard if you lived in Lowell.
You know, it's not just the old rough and tumble Lowell that they had in the fighter movie anymore.
And for instance, we've been here 10 days and we have not been in Cappy's Copper Kettle once.
Yeah. Which is rare.
Feels weird.
And the audiences, I mean, tonight, this is opening night. We're on our way to the opening performance, but the audiences here are, so far for the previews, are loving it, right?
Leave. That's right. Every single one has leapt to their feet.
They kind of slowly rose to their feet this afternoon.
Well, today.
Let's say leaping with the caveat that the ones that are over 80, which are 80%, are doing the best they can to leap to their feet.
Yeah, so some are leaping and some are leaning on their walkers to their feet. So now, all three of us have performed both at the Shelter House in Cincinnati, which is a thrust stage, and here at MRT, which is a proscenium. And Dominic, you have done this show in both a proscenium and a thrust now.
Yep.
Now, do you think there's anything playing better in the proscenium than it did in the thrust?
Austin and Reed really just had that right in mind to stage it correctly for the thrust.
Yeah.
And we were thinking of that ahead of time, and so it really played pretty damn decent there.
It sure did. But, I mean, having seen it twice there, I saw it twice.
Yeah, but I feel like the show is our type of show, is meant to be played out, and it just should be taken out to the humans. They
yeah.
should be straight ahead.
I feel like the puppets are getting a great response here when they're...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Everyone can see all the same puppets at all the same times, and all the same gestures and facial expressions all at once. Yes, puppets is better.
What else?
I don't want to brag, but that could have something to do with my training with Jim Henson way back in the 60s.
Yeah, in the 60s before you were born?
Look, man, don't get into semantics, all right? I trained with Jim Henson.
So how is this show, The Complete History of Comedy Abridged, different from the other RSC shows for you? Is there anything about it that makes it a more personal show?
There's different lines in this show than there are in the other shows. I found that out. Now
That is weird, because the other shows, they all have the same jokes.
Yeah.
But this one is different.
This is different. They wrote different lines for this one. I'm pretty sure of it. I have to check with Reed and Austin on that, but I'm...
Wait till the annotated version comes out. Right.
I don't know. It's pretty fun, and it's pretty much for everyone. I think anyone can appreciate comedy.
Yeah.
People might. I don't know if people think that they, I'm not into books. I'm not into sports. I don't know if they have those thoughts or not, but it's more specific. But comedy is just, we cover the aspects of comedy we could cram in there.
Who's going to be like, someone's doing a show about comedy? I don't want to see that.
Yeah,
comedy sucks.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have that.
Arthur Miller would be like that.
Yeah, perhaps. I don't want to get too schmaltzy, but I have to say, like, doing this show actually sort of feels like my life's purpose, you know? Like, I'm going through a midlife crisis. I'm in my 40s now, and I'm wondering, what the heck am I doing with my life? And one of the things that I realize I've been good at since I've joined the Reduced Shakespeare Company 12, 13 years ago, and also even before that, was making people laugh. And actually doing this show feels like it's, you know, spreading the word, spreading the news, the gospel.
The thing you should be doing.
Yeah, the thing you should be doing. I mean, it's not like, look, we're in the theater, right? We don't make a lot.
Right.
But doing this show, seeing the audience reaction, that makes me feel extremely happy.
Yeah, no, it is. The show has a great deal of pathos to it, and obviously that's due to Reed and Austin's writing, and it's
and their own midlife crisis, perhaps.
It extends from there, but it has a really nice message to it, and it doesn't beat you over the head with it.
Not at all.
It just makes you accept it through laughter.
And now, how many times have we been on the road and had someone come up to us at the end of a show and say, oh, man, I had a tough week. Thank you so much for making me laugh tonight. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
We may find that we'll hear that exponentially more so during the run of this show.
Yeah.
I thought we did in Cincinnati.
Yeah. And so there's, it opens people up. Laughter heals. So we are on a healing mission here in Lowell. We're bringing the town back from the recession. All on our own.
We're doing all that.
Yeah.
That's quite a bit of responsibility. Yeah. Maybe I need to go home.
And then later that night at the opening night reception, Michael talked to the woman who participated in our Comedia bit in the show and another special guest.
I want to ask you, for our podcast, have you ever slapped a performer before?
No, but I've always wanted to.
No, they're very good, very good.
Hi, Austin.
Yeah, I'm here with Charles Towers, Artistic Director of Merrimack Repertory Theater. How'd it go?
Opening night of The Complete History of Comedy Abridged. LOL.
And that's it. He's done.
No. Everybody should do this production. There you go. Austin, put that on your website. Everybody should do The Complete History of Comedy Abridged, period.
Kevin Ruellen, EasyJet cabin manager, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? You can see us for the next 3 weeks performing The Complete History of Comedy Abridged at the Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts, and our British Isles tour of The Bible, The Complete Word of God Abridged resumes in Ireland this week with performances in Derry, Londonderry, Drogheda, Cork, Newry, Waterford, Galway, and Monaghan. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for The Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. And now, here's more from Davey Naylor, Gary Fannin, William Meredith, and Simon Cole coming to you live from their EasyJet flight from Verona back to London, talking about their Guinness World Record performance of the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, Revised.
How did it go, guys?
Yeah, it was crazy.
It went.
Yeah, we were saying that this has definitely got to be the weirdest, strangest performance space we've ever been in. As you said, we've done this show in a lot of different types of theaters, really small stages, really big stages, but never down the center aisle of an Airbus A319.
I think one of the benefits was we had a captive audience. They couldn't actually leave.
They couldn't escape.
Yeah. Only one or two of them could hide in the toilets at any one time. So.
And in fact, I suspect that only about half of them understood it, because I think about half the passengers were Italian and had no idea what we were saying.
On the way to Verona.
For anyone who's ever seen the Shakespeare show, any subtleties that you may remember from the show were absent today, because everything was at high volume. My throat's really feeling it now. I'm fairly certain I'm going to have laryngitis tomorrow.
Yeah, you can hear the ambient noise right now, but trying to project back 30 aisles was pretty challenging, so we would end up screaming the whole time.
It was a little shouty, I have to say. It was a little shouty, yeah. but we had a film crew on board with us. We had a photographer to be able to...
A couple of press people as well, both Italian and English.
Yeah. Head of communications from EasyJet was on here. But it was fantastic. I mean, it was, like you say, it was surreal, bizarre. Yesterday we were in Luton at the EasyJet Academy, where we were actually working on a mock-up plane that they actually do kind of simulations on and do all kinds of things. They got a big slide there, they got a big evacuation slide.
So we spent all day yesterday on this simulator, which is just basically a half a plane, mocked up. It's about 10 rows, mocked up. But did it really help at all?
I think it did.
It did. But yeah. So we spent about 6 hours yesterday doing that. And we were sort of working out which bits we would do down the aisle, which bits we could use the seats for today. That all went out the window.
You had to go a long way down the aisle. I'm just looking down the plane now. There are probably about 25 rows, so it's a good, I'd say about 30 meters or so. What's that in American?
In real feet, that's about 90 feet. So I'd probably call it 100 feet. And the thing is, with all the noise, we were shouting at the front, but nobody at the back could hear us. So then we'd go down to the back and do some bits, and then nobody at the front could hear us. So we're constantly turning around and just screaming our heads off.
It's quite a short flight to Verona, so of course all the EasyJet guys were doing their job. They were taking out drinks.
It was perfectly timed. As soon as the fasten seatbelt signs had been turned off, we started setting up, and then the trolley service came round, and just as that finished, we started our show. It lasted just over 50 minutes, and just as we finished, the fasten seatbelt signs came back on again. It was like magic. Yes, it was very well timed. Yes.
Yeah, it was definitely the fastest flight I've ever felt that I was on. We're on the same flight going back now, and this feels long. Yeah. I don't know where,
it's the entertainment.
I know. Where's the three guys running up and down?
And we had the same kind of meet and greet with the passengers as they were getting off the plane, and they all seemed to really enjoy it. We had a few photo ops down there.
Tarmac.
Yeah.
What was quite strange as well was that all the audience, should we call them, were given Shakespearean masks, because of course we did it on the 23rd of April, which is the 450th anniversary of Shakespeare's birth
and death.
That's a bit of a bummer, isn't it?
It's a bit of a downer, but when we had everyone wearing the masks, and some of the guys at EasyJet said, if you can just kind of sit up in your seat, and we had everyone looking back at us with these Shakespearean masks on, and we'll obviously try and put that picture online somewhere, but that perhaps was the most surreal moment of the day.
And frightfully, a bit scary as well.
I think the crowning glory, perhaps, was getting the pilot out and putting the Ophelia wig on him. Now, what the pilot was doing, coming out and watching the show, I don't know.
He's still got it. He's flying the plane now with it on.
Yeah. But yeah, we hope there was a co-pilot
and
as well.
And do you think that the your captive crowd, I mean, because some people were told about it and some people probably weren't. Do you think they knew what was going on?
Luckily the guy from EasyJet did make an announcement at the beginning. And as I said, I think it's only the people who don't speak English. I think they were the only ones who were a little bit slightly confused. But, you know, there's enough physical comedy. We were jumping around and stabbing each other with swords and throwing skulls around and puppets and indeed ghosts. that I think they enjoyed that. And there was lots of kids on the plane,
too. That was
too.
Always was, good. Yeah, a lot of kids, and they were having great
They were
fun.
Loving it, yeah. So we tried to include them as much as we could. And, yeah, I actually say I think they enjoyed it, most of them.
One other thing we did this morning as well, before we got on the plane, we were asked by BBC Radio Surrey to go on a bus and perform on that. Actually, on a bus, they were live from a number 10 bus going around Crawley. I think they were promoting free Wi-Fi on a bus, which I seem to notice didn't actually work very well.
I started the day jumping out of bed at about 6:15 in the morning with my alarm going off after a rather restless night going, what did we decide? What bit am I doing?
What are we
here?
Doing? What are we doing? Hey, how did I get into this?
I didn't think there was a lot of sleep amongst us overnight. No, we were working out logistics.
So we got up at 6:15, had breakfast, 6:45, met at 7:15, and then we were on the bus by 7:30 doing an interview, driving around Crawley.
And that wasn't the most surreal moment of the day.
This is kind of like the 23rd of April, obviously being Shakespeare's birthday. I mean, this one is quite a special one, being his 450th anniversary. But we do tend to get quite a bit of press activity on this day. I don't know why they go mad about it. But
usually it's just the normal fare, you know, maybe a couple of radio interviews or newspaper interviews, you know, in the safety of your own home, on the phone, or maybe going to a recording studio. But we've been all over the place today. We've been on a bus, we've been in hotels, we've been in the terminal doing interviews on our phones, standing in Gatwick North Terminal. And then, of course, on the plane during the performance. And then, when we were in Verona, Italy, we actually got off the plane on the tarmac for a big photo op in front of the plane with the fuselage with Shakespeare's face painted on the back.
And I noticed you got everybody. You got the cabin crew involved.
We did,
and then you got the local ground staff taking pictures.
Yeah, and in interviews. And, of course, at this point, they're boarding people from Verona who are heading to London. And we're still in our Shakespearean garb. And all these people looking at us having no idea what the hell we're doing. And then, of course, I find myself in the queue up the stairs trying to get back on the plane in line with all these Italians, and me in my Shakespearean garb going, excuse me, can I just...
You're going to look perfectly in place. We are in Verona, after all, you know. That's what they wear here, surely still. Hose and doublets.
But it's been a great day. I mean, it's been a day I think we'll all remember. Yeah. I don't think we're going to be doing anything like this again. But
I was just going to say, what should we do tomorrow, guys? Any boats?
Sleep?
Sleep, okay.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your big theater weeks via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website at a Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, star of his own show, Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Alexandra Warwick. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Reed Martin, Dominic Conti, Michael Faulkner, Jerry Kearney, and Davey Naylor, Gary Fannin, Simon Cole, William Meredith, Charles Towers, Artistic Director of Merrimack Repertory Theater, all the folks at Santa Rosa Junior College, the Looking Glass Theater Company in Chicago, the PR folks and cabin crews of EasyJet in London, Luton, and Verona, and Matt Tamanini at BroadwayWorld.com for recognizing the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 386 1100. 158ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
So that's all from us from flight number.
Who knows? I didn't have a boarding pass for this on the way back.
over the English Channel with world record breaking Simon Cole, world record breaking Gary Fannin, and world record breaking William Meredith. Well done, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Yeah. We got to thank EasyJet as well, and I'm not just saying that because we got champagne in front of us.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.